proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program. We continue looking at the nation of Israel in prophecy, focusing our attention on the second coming of Jesus Christ and how that event related to the Jewish people. During the latter days, the Jews will face an enemy far stronger than any earthly foe they had previously encountered. The book of Revelation identifies that foe as the devil himself, using the terminology of a dragon. In Revelation chapter 12, we read that, quote, "When the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child," unquote. The woman in John's vision denoted the Jewish people, not any specific individual, since John saw her, quote, "clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars," unquote. An unlikely wardrobe for any human female to present herself in. God will prompt an alliance of nations to come against the Jewish people, as John described in the 16th chapter of Revelation. Quote, "And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils, working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world, to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty," unquote. The dragon again being a representative of the devil, the beast being the devil's advocate on earth, the Antichrist, and the false prophet being one raised up to promote the devil in the latter days. The armies that will gather against Israel will assemble in the Valley of Megiddo, a location otherwise known as Armageddon, literally meaning the Mount of Megiddo. This large plain was also known as the Valley of Jehoshaphat, and, according to Joel chapter 3, the Valley of Decision. When circumstances look hopeless for the Jewish nation, Jesus Christ will return on their behalf. John described this occurrence in Revelation chapter 19, quote, "And I saw heaven opened, and behold a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war," unquote. When Jesus Christ comes, he will unleash the wrath of God against the enemies of Israel. Jude, when citing a prophecy that came from Enoch, declared that, quote, "The Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him," unquote. The narratives contained in Revelation chapter 19 describe the nature of the ensuing bloodbath. Quote, "Come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great," unquote. God thereby called the predatory animals of the earth to feast upon the bodies of these invaders. When the Lord does return, though, he will return the hearts of the surviving Jews unto himself. He stated in Zechariah chapter 12 that, quote, "They shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him, as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him, as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn," unquote. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.